Coming up next on Daddy on Board, I'll tell you about a new study regarding babies who snore. I'll tell you what's inside those fruit snacks our kids are eating, and you knew I was going to sneak in a reference to Davy Jones of the Monkees before it was over, right? Daddy on Board is right around the corner. Our show sponsors Gazelle.com. Take over 250,000 different types of used consumer electronic goods off your hands. Get fast payment, fair prices, and free shipping when you visit our sponsors, Gazelle.com. They're the industry leaders when it comes to radar detection, and they're our show's sponsors, Cobra Electronics. Find out more about their entire line of detectors, GPS navigation, CB radios, and a whole lot more when you visit their website, Cobra.com. Wireless technology truly is wireless when you visit our friends over at PowerMat Technologies. Discover all the different wireless charging solutions that await you when you visit our show sponsor at PowerMat.com. Parents both expecting a new welcome to Daddy on Board 79. My name is Mike Quackenbush. I'm a parent, podcaster, and professional wrestler, and I'm serving up to you this week all the stories out there in the parentosphere that you may want to know about. Up first today on the docket, as I said off the top, a new study has come out regarding snoring babies and how this might impact them later in life. This was carried a number of places, including by ABC News and over at the New York Times as well. The quality of sleep that a child gets, including how much they snore as a baby, may affect his or her risk of growing into a hyperactive school child down the line, says a new study published this past week in the journal Pediatrics. Now, some British researchers looked at more than 11,000 children from birth to age 7, and they distributed sleep questionnaires to their parents at 6 different times throughout the study. In particular, the researchers looked for evidence of sleep-disordered breathing, which is characterized by snoring, mouth breathing, or not breathing at all for a few seconds. That, of course, is the condition known as apnea. What they found is that those with higher sleep disordered breathing scores in infancy and or in early childhood displayed significantly more behavior problems by ages 4 and 7. In fact, by age 7, the high scores were more than 1.5 times more likely than their soundly sleeping peers to show hyperactivity. Other issues that were linked to these troublesome breathing sleeping disorders were emotional disturbance, including depression and anxiety, as well as aggressive and combative conduct. That's a lot of stuff. So, what's recommended here? Well, one pediatrician said that any type of sleep disordering like this, even snoring, is worth mentioning to your doctor because these types of things obviously can impact them later in life. And at least according to this new study that was published by Pediatrics, as you can tell there, later on in life, these things surface as early. They saw evidence of them as early as age 4 and certainly by age 7, that some of them could result in increased penchants for hyperactivity, depression, anxiety, and aggressive behavior. So those types of things are definitely worth mentioning to your pediatrician. And of course, they could be as simple as slightly enlarged tonsils, but you never really know what's behind them. Always better to be safe than sorry, eh, parents? Did you know that Snooki is pregnant? Did you care? Well, Snooki could be set to make millions off of this impending baby of hers, if you can believe this. This is not all this uncommon. I think it's just most absurd because it's Snooki. But, you know, celebrities sell exclusive news, like, for example, first photos of their babies to magazines or newspapers or other media outlets as part of, like, a package deal. Just to give you some examples here, this will blow you away, I think. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie sold the first photos of their twins, Viv and Knox, for almost $14 million. To be fair, they did donate that to charity. Around the same time, Matthew McConaughey's newborn was worth $3 million. OK Magazine paid $3 million for the first photo of Matthew McConaughey's newborn. Jennifer Lopez's twins brought home $6 million. People Magazine was willing to shell out $6 million to have the first photo. Now, to be fair, Snooki is certainly not a celebrity A-lister by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think even Snooki believes that. But, you know, other celebrity B-listers, a good example is Tori Spelling, right? She really isn't relevant all that much anymore. And I grew up watching Beverly Hills 90210. Even she, seems to make what they're reporting to be between 6 and 7 figures just by being smart about landing endorsement deals that sometimes really only require her to send out tweets about mom-friendly products, as outrageous as that might sound. But of course, all of this really hinges on whether or not there's going to be a positive perception of Snooki as a mother in the mainstream. And I don't know about you, but I think Snooki's probably basically known as an inebriated idiot to the world at large. I don't know that anyone is going to want to take parenting tips or suggestions from the Jersey Shore of Noxio, but you never know. Crazier things have happened, and we do love our celebrities here in the U.S. Another interesting story here that I want to talk to you about this past week, was making the round, including being covered over on Fox News, was about some of the things that we feed our kids. Michael Hansen from Consumer Reports was out in front of this one, talking about the packaged fruit snacks, you know, little gummy things in pouches that we feed to our kids, including myself. I feed them to my son, and I eat them myself, too, when he's not looking. If he's distracted or he doesn't want the grape ones, I eat those, too. He talked at length in an appearance he did actually on a live news program called Fox and Friends, which may or may not have contained an appearance by a man named Clayton Morris. It talked about the dyes that are in these fruit snacks that we feed to our kids that have direct links to hyperactivity. These are the same dyes that are considered hazardous in the European market. Over there, the boxes are clearly marked about the hazards of these dyes, but efforts to get that type of labeling done here in the United States have failed. In the United States, you might be interested to know, this was news to me, that under current FDA guidelines, these types of foods can contain half a gram of trans fat, up to half a gram of trans fat in every serving, but legally, the box can read 0 grams of trans fat. Did you know that? I thought that was very interesting. Some of these fruit snacks, in fact, this kind of boggles the mind, even contain the same types of waxes used in making shoe polish so that the fruit snacks shine. Right? Because that's what I want in a fruit snack. I'm looking for the shine factor. That's going to determine whether or not I want to eat it, how shiny it is. I'm like a little child when they're on my tray and I have my bib on. I think I'll eat the shiny ones first, and I never want those lemon ones. Now, this is all, I don't know. Is it alarming? Is it not? I don't know. These things have been around. I ate them through my childhood, and I grew up to be super awesome. I even host a number of podcasts like this one. I don't know that I'm freaking out about the fact that my son has a pouch of these every day. And I think the people that are really freaking out about this and thinking that, oh my God, I don't know, we need to have a witch hunt, right? We should get these together and maybe like some Kiss albums and burn them in the town square and then hunt down whoever we think is a witch. I think the reaction here might be a bit extreme about these things. You know, certainly Michael Hansen from Consumer Reports, you know, put forth the idea that this contributes to hyperactivity. These things are a lot like candy for kids. You know, they're so high in sugar and everything else. And this does not represent the end of the world to me. While I certainly appreciate the studious reporting done here, I'm unmoved by this. Here's something that did move me, though. I don't know if you buy these fruit snacks. We buy Welch's. I don't mind telling you the brand that we buy. I think they're yummy. They cost about $3 for a pack, and we get 6 pouches. There is an organic alternative from a company called Annie's, although to be fair, it does contain some of the same waxes that are used to make shoe polish, but is generally considered to be a healthier alternative. You can get a box of 5 pouches of these, one less than what I get at the grocery store. They range in price in the retail market from $16 to $20 a box. Yeah. So if anything's outrageous to me about this particular story, it's that the so-called organic alternative that contains the same wax as shoe polish is give or take 5 times for less pouches than the other. So thanks very much, but I will stick with my trans fatty, sugary, hyperactivity creating shoe waxy versions, which shine, which I think are delicious, and so too does my son. But I'd like to know where you stand on this divisive fruit snack issue, Dob Bobbers. So you can check in with me over on @TheDaddyOnBoard. That's where you'll find me on Twitter. That's also where you should send me your little victories and app recommendations and everything else. And then eventually it'll turn up here on this show. Now I've got some more stories I want to tell you about right around the corner here, including one about a father who went to jail because his 4-year-old drew a picture of a gun at school. Ah, the crazy things that happen in Canada. I'll also somehow find a way to work in a Davy Jones Monkeys reference before it gets too late. But first, I need to tell you about one of our great show sponsors. You and I and our friends over at Gazelle.com may have heard about a little thing called iPad 3 that our friends at Apple just rolled out. Well, I've got a great idea for you. Before you want to go ahead and upgrade to the new iPad or a new iPhone or whatever the next cool gadget is that's coming out, you want to sell your used one to Gazelle.com for cash that you can use to upgrade to the latest and greatest gadget. They'd love to buy your iPad or your iPhone or your iPod or your MacBook, your Super Robot 2 and the cyborg thing in your basement, whatever you want. In fact, there's over 250,000 different types of used consumer electronic goods that they will take off your hand. They'll even pay for the shipping for any gadget worth more than $1. If your gadget's worthless or otherwise obsolete, don't sweat. They offer to recycle it in an eco-friendly way for you. It's just one of the great services they offer. Now remember, the longer you hang on to these gadgets of yours, the more value they lose. So go to Gazelle.com right now to get the best offer. Take just 1 minute to head over there to Gazelle.com and find out what your used gadget is worth. Do it now. The sooner that you do, the more that gadget is worth. And hey, we're all going to want to upgrade to something newer and cooler very, very soon. Go over and find out about all the great gadgets that Gazelle.com will take off your hands. They're waiting for you right over there. And this program and others like it would not be possible without great sponsors like them. Thanks, Gazelle.com. Well, just when you think we here in the United States of America have a monopoly on worldwide idiocy, here comes a great story out of Canada to remind us about our friends from the Great White North up there. Ah, you're just like the Diet U.S., Canada. This story made the rounds. I really like this story. It was over on RT.com, and it was a number of other places, too, about the dad that went to jail for his daughter's in-school drawing. Jesse Sansone, or Sansoni, not sure how to pronounce his name exactly, was surprised when he went to pick up his three children at school last week, I guess this took place, as the cops were waiting for him. They slapped him in cuffs and dragged him off to jail. He even got strip searched for his troubles, even though he was never charged with a crime. Now, while this sounds like great fun to you and me, I'm sure, you might be curious to know why it is exactly that the Canadian authorities decided that this was the right move. And that is because the faculty of his four-year-old daughter's school observed that she drew an image in class of a man holding a gun. The teacher asked the four-year-old to explain it, and she said that my father uses a gun to shoot bad guys and monsters. It is certainly most worthy of note here that the man in question, Jesse Sansone, does not actually own a gun, nor reportedly has he ever killed monsters. I cannot confirm or deny about the bad guys. So the 26-year-old went to pick up his three children just outside of Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, where he was taken into custody and was held for hours on end, despite the protests, of course, his wife's protests, etc. They kept explaining that they were making a mistake. They wouldn't charge him with anything. It seems like an extreme overreaction on the part of our conservative friends to the great white liberal North. However, if you're curious why they had to strip search him, it's because that is the law. Anytime there's a firearms-related incident, especially based on information that could place children in danger, they felt that it was necessary for a strip search. So if you're trying to figure out, like, how am I going to get frisked by a Mountie, that's really the way to go. That's what I'm getting at. I think that's the gist of the story that you need to take away from this. And thanks for making us seem normal, Canada. Way to go. Hey, a lot of times you might be online looking for great places where you can find deals relating to like kids' products and things like that. And the problem with a lot of these sites is that you've got to look 5 million different places to find everything. And there is one really useful site that I'm going to tell you about where they call all kinds of deals. Like you can get free sample type stuff, you can get discounts, you can get coupons that you can print off like right on your printer, things like that. Like all kinds of stuff. It's all culled for you in one place at a website that's called MamaCheaps.com. That's M-A-M-A, Mama, Cheaps, C-H-E-A-P-S.com. If you go over there, it is specifically designed with the frugal family in mind. So obviously, if you're out there, just as an example, buying $20 fruit snacks for your kid, maybe this isn't one that you need. However, if you're looking to scrimp and save anywhere that you can, and you need any kind of deal that's out there, some of them are like limited time offers, things like that, but there's got to be at least a half dozen new offers on this website every single day that you go there. And whether it's just great savings that are being offered to you and to your family, or sometimes it's just free stuff that you can get. it is definitely worth checking out. Even if you just drop by once a week just to see what's there, especially if 7 days go by, there'll be a ton of offers for you to sift through. And you will see, of course, comments and other things from other people there as well. There is a social component too, so that you can get the sense of, hey, this is a good deal or this one is not. Just tons and tons of great information and offers. Everything from the grocery store to the drugstore, restaurant deals, travel tips, and whatnot await you over there. And it's very popular. I think it's become one of the most popular parenting sites out there. MamaCheeps.com has got the inside scoop for you, the frugal family. Now, in just a second here, I'm going to go through the best of the blogosphere from the past week. I've got some stories from Time.com. Somehow I'll sneak in a reference to the movie Head. I've got some product reviews a little bit later and some little victories. But first, I do want to thank one of our show sponsors. PowerMat.com has got a wireless charging solution that is right for you. They certainly have more than a few that have proven to be right for me, and I travel with a lot of gadgets. I've got a phone that needs to be charged. I've got an iPod. I've got an iPad. I've got all kinds of stuff that I need to take on the road with me, and taking along all the necessary chargers sometimes is simply not possible. That's why great innovations from our friends over at PowerMat Technologies, like the Dual 1850 backup battery, which allows me to charge more than one item at once, is particularly ideal. It seems like the gadgets out there are continuously getting more powerful, that they're more innovative and everything else, but it doesn't seem like batteries are evolving at quite the same rate to keep pace with them. So you want to go over to PowerMat.com and check out the various different wireless charging solutions that they have over there. Because not only is it wireless, for one thing, it's safe for your child, right? There's no cords for them to become entangled in. They're waterproof, and they're just super convenient. You can take them anywhere in the world with you. You never have to worry about having an adapter when you travel internationally to charge in other countries or things like that. And they have an incredible array of items with which it is compatible. You take it in the car. You can take it anywhere that you go. Anywhere you go, PowerMat goes with you. And that's what I love about it. I never have to worry about taking a charger, and neither will you. Go over there right now. Find out if PowerMat's got either something for you, or I suspect it might make a great gift for somebody else. We thank PowerMat.com for the support of this program and others like it. We couldn't do it without you. All right, let's take a look over in the parenting blogosphere, where I've culled some stories this week, including one that was up over on Stroller Derby, a favorite place of ours to plagiarize, about the song Daddy's Song. If you're not familiar with this, it is prominently featured in the Monkees feature film from 1968, if memory serves, called Head, which was written and produced with the Monkees by Jack Nicholson, among others. It was a really strange project that was really being done, I think, by the people that controlled the Monkees as a corporate entity to kind of kill the product off and move on to other things. It is really bizarre. I've seen Head a number of times. I don't recommend it to you. And you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that likes the Monkees as much as I do. Nevertheless, in this feature film, Davy Jones, the late great Davy Jones, who passed away back on February 29th at the too young age of 66, covers, in his own inimitable fashion, the Harry Nilsson song, Daddy's Song, which Nilsson wrote reportedly about abandonment issues he had when his own father left the family, never to be seen again at the ripe age of 3. I don't know that all of that necessarily comes through, because as you may know, the Monkees oftentimes interpreted songs by other songwriters, and the true meanings of the songs did not really come through in their interpretation. An excellent example of that is the song Cuddly Toy, which appears on their best album, in my opinion, Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. The song is reportedly about a gang rape. Yeah, you don't get that from the Monkees version. And I don't know that all this necessarily comes through, although Davy does turn in a fine vocal performance here. If you want to go check that out, it's easy to find on YouTube. Extra bonus points for you, if like me, you know where to find the alternate version when they tried having Michael Nesmith sing the song. And, I'm hard-pressed to ever knock Papa Nez, but his was not quite as good. This piece was over on Time Magazine's website, which I think is time.com, don't quote me on that, about is America a childist nation. Judith Warner of Time Magazine published this piece, citing the work of Elizabeth Young, the late psychoanalyst, I think just passed away last year, who is the author of the newly published book, Childism, Confronting Prejudice Against Children. This piece I thought was a difficult read for a number of reasons, mostly because I think the rhetoric is paper thin. But to give you a brief synopsis here of what I read, so that you needn't, Among the ideas put forth is that there's a backlash in society against the needs and wants of the very young. She writes, "We often use children as pillars for our narcissism, and in particular tend to use them to provide salve for our narcissistic wounds." That's a wrap your brain around that for a second there. The more that we're wounded, she says, I think it's fair to argue that almost all of us have been wounded in the devastating economic downturn of the past several years. The more angrily we make our demands, the more adults feel beleaguered or without power, the more rage they vent at their kids for not making them feel valued, respected, or even loved. That is one of numerous ideas put forth in this very chunky and difficult-to-digest article. Warner goes on to say that she believes the backlash against children's needs has resulted in books that we've discussed right here on Daddy on Board, like Amy Chua's Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, and Pamela Druckerman's recent Bringing Up Bebe, which, if memory serves, is the one about French parenting techniques. She even believes that it brought about the incident discussed here just a couple episodes ago about the North Carolina father who emptied his gun into his teenage daughter's laptop after, she wrote a scathing letter about her parents on Facebook. I happen to think that those books, Chua's and Druckerman's, as well as the actions of Tommy Jordan, are a necessary reminder that children do not run the planet. That's the inmates running the asylum people. Whether or not I personally agree with what those people wrote or did is irrelevant, as is my judgment of them as parents. It is equally irrelevant. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've not read this book, Childism, Confronting Prejudice Against Children by Elizabeth Young, nor will I. The world we live in is prejudicial. Deal with it. That's reality. If for some reason you have the power or money to build like this insular bubble universe around yourself where you can afford to believe otherwise, well, power to you, Dob Bobbers. But for those that have to function in the real world, make the best of bad situations involving your children, and you still got to try and look yourself in the mirror every morning when you get up to shave, you need this book on childism and Judith Warner's opinions on it like I need another concussion from professional wrestling. And that's what I think about that. Now, I do have some lighter fare here. You might be interested to know, this was a big trending thing on Twitter. Might even come up on another podcast I host called The Trending Show. About the 50 ugliest baby names. You could follow this if you wanted to. The trending topic was hashtag ugly baby names. Over recent years, some old names, they sometimes call them graveyard names, start to resurface. They find a resurgence in popularity. Well, based on this list, Bertha and Gertrude have yet to have that resurgence. They were among the most commonly cited ones. Gretel, right? Like from the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. Hard to believe that that one's not making a big comeback, right? Gus and Helga, not making a big comeback. Myrtle, I can't say that I'm particularly surprised by that. Somewhere My Mom is Weeping. Phyllis, not very popular. Nor is Quenisha, which I thought was a fruit. Also, these were kind of lumped together here, and I'm having a hard time believing these are all real. Salsagia, Shaquetta, Shaniqua, Tyquasia. At least one of those, I think, is a moon of Venus. Also, Uvula. Hard to believe. Hard to believe that was considered amongst this trending topic as some of the ugliest baby names. Sadly for Beyonce and Jay-Z, I believe Blue Ivy, the name of their little one, also made the list. I don't know. I kind of like that name. It's kind of cool. It might be great for like an eco-vigilante, if that's the kind of baby you anticipate having. You can check out all the suggestions. Just do a Twitter search using hashtag ugly baby names and see them all. They're all there awaiting you to be discovered over in the Twittosphere. I'll be interested, Natalie, if we'll talk about that on the trending show. Hey, when we come back, I've got your little victories, and I've also got a product review or two. But first, I should pause to thank one of our great show sponsors. I want to briefly tell you about a remarkable award-winning and cutting-edge innovation from our great show sponsor, Cobra Electronics. Go over to this sub-site they set up for you. It's CobraEyeRadar.com. That's where you can find out all about the most advanced smart detection system in the world. It makes you a safer and more alert driver. It works with your iPhone or iPod Touch or your Android device. And it provides to you up-to-date, real-time driving and safety hazard information. Everything from radar and red light, camera to laser detection, all that and a whole lot more is covered by the Cobra Eye Radar system. It's got a completely customizable dashboard function so that you get exactly the types of updates that you want right through your phone. It's got a sleek, low-profile design. It sits very nicely right on my dashboard, probably the same for you. and all around will make you safer and more alert behind the wheel. You can find out more. There are five or six great videos that Cobra's posted up right now. I want you to go over and check them out at CobraEyeRadar.com that will explain everything. This remarkable innovation of theirs, which really has put them at the forefront of this type of technology now for the last 3 years in a row. Find out more about Cobra Eye Radar for yourself, for your own family, and maybe as well for somebody else who you might not be doing some shopping for in the upcoming future. I know, don't they do those Mother's Days and Father's Days every year, right? You can't get away from them. Go and find out more about Cobra Eye Radar. The site about it is awaiting you at CobraEyeRadar.com. And this program and others like it wouldn't be possible without great show sponsors like them. All right, I've got some product reviews ahead here for you loyal Dabobbers, including one that might be one of the grossest baby accessories of all time. First of all, I'll tell you a little bit about the company that come up with this thing. You might recall a while ago, we talked about here on the program, the makers of Nose Frida. This is a Swedish company. You can go over and check them out, fridababy.com. And that was essentially, if you didn't catch what it was like a straw that you stick up your kid's nose and suck out the boogers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they wanted you to do. Well, the the brain trust over at freedababy.com has come up with a new product. I caught this. It was over on dadwagon.com. It was published there just a couple days ago about this new product of theirs that they are trying to get some press behind. And I guess you've succeeded because I'm talking about you here on Daddy On Board. This is a new one called the Windy. All right, here it is. The Windy, another inventive product from Frida Baby, is a single-use rectal catheter that offers instant relief to babies experiencing colic and other gas-related issues by safely facilitating the release of excess gas. A better press release I couldn't have penned myself. If you're wondering what that is, basically, this is a tube to force fart your kids. Your kid can't otherwise seem to release their own painful gas. Well, you can help remedy this with the Swedish-born Windy accessory. Has anyone out there tried this successfully? Do you have a good story you want to tell me about it? I would love for you to come tell me a great story about it. Drop by the Daddy On Board on Facebook. Please let me know. Actually, on Facebook, to be clear, Facebook.com is just Daddy On Board. On Twitter, we are at the Daddy On Board. The definitive article, the. You only need for Twitter. Drop by and let me know how your experience with the Windy goes. I would really like to know more about it. I will tell you about a product I could imagine using here, because they make a couple great products. If you've not heard of these people, WrapEase, that's W-R-A-P, Wrap, E-A-Z-E, WrapEase.com. They make a handful of different products, including one, it's like a fleece wrap kind of poncho, which is a lot easier than like taking coats on and off kids, especially if you're getting in and out of the car a lot. It keeps them warm and it's very snuggly. And it works, it's like a simple Velcro thing that you do. They not only make one that's effectively like a fleece poncho, I guess maybe for lack of a better way to express it to you what it is. They also make rain ponchos for little kids and other things too. And they've got a line of like accessories and all kinds of other stuff. Go over and check them out. You might be surprised. Some really useful stuff over there they're doing at WrapEase. Once again, it's WrapEase, WrapEase. They make the original fleece one. They make the outdoor poncho one for rain, etc. You might be surprised what you find over there. Some good stuff from our friends over at WrapEase. Another product that is just out, and I got to tell you, I just got mine. Like I took it out of the package yesterday. The weather, I don't know, maybe today I could wear it outside. I don't know. The new Transformer jacket from our friends over at Scotty Vest. You've probably heard us talk about Scotty Vest before. Some of my my friends wear Scotty Vest, and by that I mean the Morrises. They make a great line of stuff that have... What I love about the Scotty Vest is it just has all kinds of crazy pockets. Like, I can put my iPad in one of the pockets. It's pocket-a-mania. Scotty Vest, if you want to check them out online, by the way, that's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, the letter E, vest.com. ScottEvest.com. This is their latest and greatest, a perhaps indispensable dad accessory, and I will let you know as I get to try it out myself, because I've got one, the Transformer Jacket. It's got... I think like a dozen really small little magnets in it that you can take the sleeves right off. You can make it into a vest if you want. It's quite simple to do. And it's got in the interior as well. There's some exterior pockets as well. 20 different pockets. I mean, they're sized for your iPhone, for your wallet, your keys, your passport, whatever it might be. They come in a variety of different colors as well. Do the Transformers. You can get them in like an ash. I got mine is like a dark black. I guess that's the coal one, I think is what they're calling that. But I'm really, really intrigued because I like the look of the Scotty vest to start with, because I would never wear a jacket that I don't like. You know, if I think it makes me look stupid, I'm not going to wear the jacket. I look stupid enough as it is. I don't need the jacket to accentuate my fashion stupidity. But I will let you know about the Scotty vest because I got as a gift the Scotty vest Transformer jacket in the mail. And I'm very much looking forward to wearing it out as soon as the weather warrants. So you can expect to hear more about that product here on Daddy on Board from yours truly in the very near future. So, on our way out, right, I guess we should read a couple little victories. And I have a couple that I culled. I grabbed one out off the Twitter sphere and one from our Facebook fan page so that there's equal representation this week, all right? No complaints. Lucy wrote to us, and she at-tweeted us at the Daddy on Board. Thank you. Made it easy to find Lucy. About her daughter repeated after me the word thank you in Spanish to a waiter at a restaurant who was bringing us our food. And that is a little victory. Well done. I want you to know that I know that word. It's gracias. Yeah. It took 7 years of Spanish. This one I thought was a great one, and thanks for sharing it over on our Facebook fan page. Loyal.bobber Jim Dutcher checked in over there. He wrote, being the father of an autistic son who is mostly nonverbal, it was a little victory for Mom and I to hear him say this week that I want to go to store and get Legos. A verbal thinking and planning victory, by the way. He prefers using an Android Zoom tablet rather than an iPad for the better video controls, which is good information. Thanks for checking in and for sending us that great victory of yours, Jim. I want you to know, loyal members of the Grizzly Productions audience, we do have something very special that we've been working on for a while here, and hopefully you're going to be hearing more about it, that will be specifically geared towards those people, parents, families, etc., who have been touched by autism. That is coming very soon in the great mold of programs like Daddy on Board and Mommy Beta. That is headed your way very shortly. On my way out, I'd like to tell you, of course, you can catch me over on the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. That's where I'm every Tuesday that comes out. You can also catch me on The Trending Show with Natalie. That's every Sunday that publishes. Sometimes, like this past week, I even show up on Chikara Podcast-A-Go-Go. That is the video podcast, the longest-running wrestling video podcast in all the universe, about my home federation of Chikara, where professional wrestling is made to be fun, first and foremost, and it certainly will never insult your intelligence. It is acceptable for the entire family, or so we tell ourselves. If you want to come see me live, I'd love to meet you in person. A little bit later this month, I'll be in the greater Toronto area and also be in Ottawa, Canada's capital, before the month is out. And then next month, you can catch me pretty much everywhere. I'm going to be in Rahway, New Jersey. I'm going to be in Chicago, Illinois. I'll be in Lafayette, Indiana, and bunches of other places. Everywhere Chikara goes, I'll be there too. So please visit ChikaraPro.com and check the events page. That's how you'll know where I'll be. You can count on me to be back here next week as well for another Daddy on Board, which I am likely to call Daddy on Board 80. Until then, my friends, adios. Adios.